flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Big thank you to our guy, Dan Pizzuta of the 33rd team. Join us top of the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that, download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. And go back to the top of the 5 o'clock hour to hear me and the DOC's convo with Dan Pizzuta of the 33rd team. Always good catching up with him. This is the Hoffman Show right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Youngest in Charles and L. Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, sitting in for Craig as we get you ready for championship weekend in the National Football League. Doc,
yeah, I see we just stepped things up.
I was about to say the back half of the show is.
Yeah, we just entered prime time.
It's for the K-9, so to speak, right? I guess technically it is prime time.
Well, we wanted to get the capacity. You know, we attract quite a crowd. We want to make sure that the place could hold it. And so we had to make sure all the building permits and everything is in, and we've been cleared. So, and you're doing a fine job. Keep it up. I mean, I know the cock-a-doodle-doo. He'll be really proud of you.
Well, the cock-a-doodle-doo is still strutting around here somewhere. Catch him in between the commercials.
Oh, he's been fighting. He fights his whole show.
Oh, I know. He can't get home. Yeah. He loves being here. Number to call the show, 301-230-0980. Doc, we've been talking about it. Sam Cosmi went down Sunday in the matchup against Detroit, and there was a couple of numbers I wanted to share with you. I didn't realize it because you couldn't tell with the eye test. That's why some of these stats don't really hold much weight if they don't match what your eyes tell you. The pressure rate allowed by Washington with Cosmi on the field was 17.6. Once Cosmi left the game, it skyrockets up to 45%. Didn't feel like Cosmi's loss was too significant in real time, did it?
No. And I would say, is that stat against – it's cumulative, or was that against the Eagles?
No, that was just against Detroit from this past weekend when Cosmi left the game.
Oh,
the
okay.
Pressure numbers went
eyes,
up significantly.
I'm just going by what my eyes showed me.
Didn't feel like it.
No. And this is you're wrestling a bear. And in many ways, unless if Sam's 100%, give me Sam. But if Sam is struggling due to injury and can't be the beast that he is, then he becomes a liability because he's not going to pull himself out. He's got too much pride. And if I have a dude like this dude, a phone booth with an attitude, then you're perfect. That's why you have depth. Yeah. That's why you have good coaches. And that's why you've been working on building your roster. People should be better than they were in training camp.
100%.
Or your staff is garbage. And we know this staff is excellent. As a result, I expect Trent to come in just like the young man that's playing right guard for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Becton, yeah.
Was garbage at tackle.
Correct.
You put him in a phone booth with that body of his.
Oof.
And he's a beast. That's what I'm saying. I think we have the exact same potential right here.
Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, actually addressed how Washington plans on, you know, shoring up this offensive line this weekend against a stout Philadelphia defensive front.
Yeah, a lot of thought to that, David. And first, let's give a quick shout to Trent of coming in and really
being somebody that can handle that. But yes, that is absolutely, you know, how we go about it. And that would be there at any spot. Like what I was saying earlier, like what's the best thing for us to win this game? And then that is all there is. And so, yeah, that's really where we're at in terms of the next 3 days of our practice.
Dan Quinn alluded to the fact that, yeah, Doc, they have given serious consideration to maybe shuffling the offensive line once again. We know Trent Scott came in of relief for Cosme on Sunday, but this weekend against Philadelphia, it may be a situation where you go out and you think about, well, who are our best five offensive linemen right now active on this roster? Is that the way that they should look at this thing, or should they roll
they
with
do
the
it
group?
However they feel. Oh, no, they're with them 24-7.
Yeah.
No, you can't raise somebody's family from TV. No. They in their house. They know how to handle their family. But I'll tell you what, if it doesn't work.
Yeah, how long do you give it? That's my thing. Because, see, I think, drives that I can allow Jalen Carter to screw up before I say, hey, hold it. Let me get other guard in.
It's not like there's a whole bunch of people.
No, there's not a lot of options.
That you got to put in there.
Well, I would love to see Chris Paul, Doc. I keep asking for it.
Oh, big Chris. I'm
a big Chris against Jalen? We can talk about a man-on-man trench warfare.
Yeah. But he is so long. Yeah. See, sometimes length is a disadvantage in a fight.
Yeah, it takes him forever to get his hands on you.
You want to be built like a freezer. That's Trent. Scott, man, I saw him manhandling lions.
He was damn good.
Yeah. But again, whatever they're doing, why I like them, we should know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. The past groups we've had in here, they would have told you everything.
They would have gave you the first 15 script if you let them.
Yeah, they would have asked everything. They were so trying to impress media. And fans, these people are running a business. We'll see what the plan is at kickoff. Yeah, and I trust them.
I'm curious to see how it goes here. I'm still going back and forth with the decision here. We'd love to get your thoughts as well at 301-230-0980. Should Washington go with Trent Scott at right guard on Sunday, or should they play the best five that they have? Now, a big move that people keep, you know, alluding to is the potential of moving Andrew Wiley inside the guard, bringing Cornelius Lucas off the bench and putting him at tackle. Now, that interests me, but I haven't seen Andrew Wiley play guard for the Washington Commanders. We know he's done it previously with Kansas City. I sort of lean with you. I'm going to trust whatever they choose to do. But my thing is this, like I said a moment ago, Trent Scott played well last week against Detroit's front. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams are an entirely different beast. So if Trent Scott can't hold his own against those guys, I'm not going to sit around and watch my offense go down the drain trying to spare Trent Scott's feelings. The best five are going to play. And I don't think Trent Scott's that type of cat. He understands what it is. I applaud him, Doc. Not who cares about this week, but you get what I'm saying when I say this. I'm more so proud of the way he came in off of no practice reps and said, hey, look, you got to go play in the most meaningful game of your professional career at a different position that you've played all year long. I'm impressed with that he was ready and mature enough to be ready to go.
Well, that's a tribute to your staff. You get people ready to play in games weeks before the game.
Yeah.
So that's just a byproduct. We have to get used to competent people working in the organization.
Yeah.
You've been so used to Donald Duck and company. So now this is how operations run. People are trained. Just like the comfort you have at night because of our firefighters and police and rescue, that's the comfort we ought to have with an offensive line.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're protecting JD5? And they have to go through these scenarios. Well, what if this guy goes down? That's what they do. That's why they were ready. That's a credit to the staff.
Yeah, it's what they're paid for. I was stunned, honestly, when the move initially happened. Because as soon as Cosme goes down, I go, oh, boy. Not oh, boy, but here comes Michael Dieter. Now, Dieter, as we know, a veteran center in this league. has played some guard. He had to play earlier this year, and he wasn't very good at center in place of Tyler Biadasz. I'm curious to see how Dieter would look at guard when he's not having to focus on snapping and blocking. I wonder how much more effective a guy like that would be in the situation. But I keep clamoring for...
Yeah, but see, this is MMA.
Yeah.
There's certain games... This is an MMA event. Some guys ain't cut out for this.
You're damn right.
You just don't put anybody in against these dudes. Yeah. This is when I know Ed Simmons, Big Ed Simmons, played against Reggie White. You get an injury. You backing up the guy who played against Reggie White. He goes down first series. We're in Philadelphia playing the Eagles. And that's when I said, this dude here is going to be a beast. And he was, because he came in and did his thing. Young fella playing against the Minister of Defense. So you never know when your number's called, but that's on Bugle, that's on the staff. Rennie Simmons, they had him ready. Yeah. He had himself ready. And your first game is against LT or Reggie White or the Manster from Dallas. You have to envision going up against a werewolf.
Yeah.
On Monday night or Sunday night, or you can't play. And that's why I think Trent deserves. Now, we're just talking from talk show standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches aren't listening to this, thank God. They don't need anybody to tell them what to do. They already know what they're going to do. The question is keeping Philadelphia off bay. And for how long? A series? They're coming.
Do you
even
rotate?
Because they understand now that this is their last shot. This is do or die. You see Detroit now? Done. And you can never put the pieces back in the puzzle. Coaches are gone. One's in New York. It's over. This is what the playoffs is all about. And that's why young teams usually don't fare well. You got to really understand what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We're playing life or death. The loser dies.
It ain't a game.
And 301. So you figured it out.
301-230-0980. I want to take your calls on what Washington should do up front along their offensive line. Last weekend, Sam Cosby tears his ACL, done for the rest of the postseason. Going to miss a lot of next year as well. Trent Scott, the swing tackle, coming off the bench in relief for Sam Cosby. Should Washington give Scott the start on Sunday, or should they trot out their best five offensive linemen? We'll take your calls on that next, right here on the Team 980.